Blog Talk Radio.
My friend, you are my brother, even though you are a king.
You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than any.
The deer pants for the water. You are the desire of our hearts this day. Lord, you are the desire of all the nations. And so, Father, we gather here from many nations and many people, and we join our hearts together to say, Lord, that in everything we do this day, in every time we spend, in every thought we think, Lord, in every meditation that we are involved with, Lord, may it all be an act of worship to your great and glorious name. Blessed be your name, O God. Amen.
If I had a baby boy, would I give him away to save the lives of people who might not even care? There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, set me.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an
come and breathe on me.
Towards you. But of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, body is wrecked with pain. So many times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. And that's where he shows his oil. In the open. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place. Thank you. gotta say that one more time for somebody. That's the only way. That's the only way I'm gonna make it. That's the only way. That's the only way. Oh, that's the only way you gonna make it. You gotta come in to the overflow. To the overflow. He'll refresh you. He'll renew you. He'll revive you. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, come on. Oh, I'll make a way out of no way. I'll bring you out. I'll bring you out. But you gotta come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the overflow. Thank you for the victory in my spirit. Thank you for the victory in my mind. Thank you for the victory in my circumstance. God, I praise you. I worship you. I give you glory. I give you praise. No God wants you nowhere. Hallelujah. 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 We take the time to bless you. We take the time to praise you. We take time to lift you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the overflow. Thank you for the refreshing in our spirit. Thank you for the refreshing in our homes. Thank you for the refreshing, God. Thank you for the refreshing in my anointing. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. 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 Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Oh, Father God, thou art great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. There is no other God beside you. Hallelujah. You're the God of God. You're the King of kings. You're the Lord of lords. All the power, Father God, is in your hands. You possess the power. You are the power. Oh, Father God, we reverence the power. We reverence you, Father God, on this day that you have made. Oh, Father God, we come with a grateful heart. Father God, we come in humble submission. We come, Father God, hallelujah, confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, we bless your name, we bless your name, great and mighty, mighty and great. Great and mighty, mighty and great and mighty, mighty and great. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for your blessing upon our lives. Thank you for touching us today, Father. Thank you for giving us a will, a mind, oh, Father God, to move forward. Thank you for giving us life, health, and strength. Oh, God, thank you for giving us everything, Father God, that we have, everything that we need. Thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for keeping us from evil. Father, thank you for your protection, your security, Father God, upon our lives. Father God, we say thank you, Father God, for ordering our steps, showing us the way to go. Father God, thank you for giving us a desire to pray, a desire to seek your face, a desire to hear, a desire to listen, a desire to see, a desire to obey you, Father. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, bless your name, Holly, for one more service, one more, Father God. Father God, we pray, Father God, for our brothers and sisters all around the globe, Father God. Father, we ask that you might hear the prayers. Father God, we ask that you might meet them where they are. We ask that you would give them a desire, Father God. Oh, Father God, to draw closer to you without distractions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, step by step, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We pray for those who are sick today, those who are bereaved today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those who are distracted today, Father, those who are tempted today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for them that they will find, Father God, answers in your word, strategies in your word, escape routes in your word, victory in your word, healing in your word, turn around in the word, detour in the word, Father God, that whatever they need, they can find it in the word, because Jesus is the word, Father God, and Jesus is the answer. And so we bless you. We say thank you, thank you, thank you for LifeWay Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for every ministry partner, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Father God, for keeping us, oh God, hallelujah, for wrapping us in your comfort, wrapping us, Father God, in your coat, your armor, your shelter. Father God, we say thank you that we are safe in your arms. And oh, Father God, it's your arms, not our arms, it's your arms. Father God, it's your house, not our house. It's your spirit, not our spirit. It's your will, not our will. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, it's all about you. It is all about you. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you. Father God, holy, we thank you for another service. We ask that you would speak to our hearts on today. Father God, anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, Father God. Help us not to prejudge the word, but to hear what you want to say, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, that our hearts will receive it. Hallelujah. And you alone will be glorified. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the souls that are participating, even for those that will be listening on replay for years to come. For years to come, not just tomorrow, but Father God, hallelujah, long after you called us home, Father God, if you tarry, God, hallelujah, people will be listening to this message, Father, in the legacy of time. And we thank you, Father God, that the power is still effective. There's no expiration date on your word. There's no expiration date on your power. There's no expiration date on your deliverance. Your word is always valid and always will be throughout all eternity. So, Father God, we commit this service in your hands. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for having your way. For we are the potter and you are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting, yielded and still. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen, and good afternoon. Hallelujah. Good morning, good night, regardless of what time it is in your nation, your country. We greet you. We greet you, we greet you, we greet you here at the LifeWay Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. It is the Lord's day. Hallelujah. And it is marvelous in our sight because the Lord did it. He brought us here by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We just want to give God 30 seconds worth of praise. Can we give God 30 seconds worth of praise? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy. Our God is worthy. He is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and it gives us great pleasure. It gives us great pleasure, amen, to be here with you on today. And we don't see you, but let me tell you, we appreciate you. We know that you're listening as we get the statistics. And you know what? You're so special to God. You're so special to God. Amen. He pulled us off of Facebook for Sundays at this hour at 12 o'clock because he did not want to, amen, X you out. He did not want to X you out. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not about the crowd. Hallelujah. It's not about being seen. Amen. But it's all about lifting up Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. So, amen, we bless the Lord, amen, and to God be praised. Hallelujah. This morning, we want to turn your attention to the book of Deuteronomy, amen, Deuteronomy chapter number six, and I want to read a couple verses in your hearing on today. Deuteronomy chapter number six, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 10. Deuteronomy 6 and 10, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou did not build, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and well digged, which thou did not dig, vineyards and olive trees, which you did not plant, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shall swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods, or the gods of the people which are round about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee, and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God, as ye tempt him, Amasa. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou may go in and possess the good land which the Lord swear unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Want to just encourage your hearts. Amen. For a few moments this morning with a subject, in times of prosperity. In times of prosperity. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, in our scripture this morning, we read in verses, we thank God for the for the whole seven verses that I shared with you, but I want to draw your attention to the first two, verse number 10 and verse number 11 this morning as I reiterate, and it reads, "And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and good cities which you did not build, and houses full of good things which you did not fill, and wells digged which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which thou did not plant, when thou shalt have eaten and thou art full. Then beware lest you forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land from the house of bondage." In times of prosperity. Amen. Beloved, from this portion of scripture this morning, amen, and we read and we know for a fact that it is most difficult to follow God when life is easy. We can fall prior to temptation and fall away from God. Matter of fact, it's more difficult to live for God in abundance than it is in need. It is more difficult to live for God in prosperity than poverty. It is more difficult to live for God when you have something, amen, and when you don't. It's easier to live for God when you're poor. Glory be to God. We find many scriptures, beloved, in the Bible of individuals who became very weak and messed up. They fell. They missed the mark in their times of prosperity. When we start in the first book of Genesis, when we read about our brother Adam, how Adam lived in the perfect world, and he had a perfect relationship with God. All of his needs were met. He had everything he needed. That boy didn't need a thing. But he still fell to Satan's deception in times of prosperity. We go on and we can take a look at our brother Noah. We thank God for brother Noah. Noah and his family had survived the flood. They were the only ones who did. See, and the whole world was there. Nobody else lived on the whole world but Noah and his family. They were very prosperous, and life was very easy. But later on, as we continue to read about Noah, Noah brought shame on his family by drinking too much wine. And then laid a curse on some of his descendants in times of prosperity. When we look at the nation of Israel, beloved, in the book of Judges, God had given Israel the promised land. Rest at last with no more wandering. The wandering days was over. But as soon as brave and faithful Joshua died, and we thank God for brother Joshua, the Israelites fell into idolatrous practices of the Canaanites in times of prosperity. We look at King David. Thank God for brother David. David ruled well. He was a good king. And Israel was a dominant nation politically, economically, militarily, beloved. In the midst of their prosperity, in the midst of their success, David commits adultery with Bathsheba and had her husband Uriah murdered in the times of prosperity. We look at Solomon, King Solomon, richest man ever lived in the world. The Bible says there's no one richer than Solomon and no one ever will be. So we can't even imagine how much money this boy had. because he had more money than Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Greenspan, all of them put together, Oprah, Tyler, everybody put all their money in a bucket and don't even get close to what Solomon had. So we don't even know what Solomon had. Solomon had it all. Solomon had power. Solomon had wealth. He had fame and he had wisdom. But his abundance was the very source of his downfall. He loved his pagan, idolatrous wives so much that he allowed himself and Israel to copy their detestable religious rites in times of prosperity. Beloved, in our scripture on today, glory be to God, beloved, out of Deuteronomy chapter number 6. If you're just signing in, verses starting at verse number 10. These verses contain a warning about a hindrance that will stop the flow of abundance of God's blessings into your life. When we read these scriptures, beloved, God had promised to give the children of Israel a land flowing with milk and with honey. And we can read that in the book of Exodus, chapter number 3, verse number 8. He promised to drive out all of their enemies before them. He said that they would take possession of the cities of their enemies. Not only that, he was going to give them their houses and all the spoils and all the riches within them. Everything, the cars, the furniture, the clothing, the bank accounts, the gold, the silver, the artwork, everything was theirs. They didn't have to pay a dime for it. Didn't have to work for it. All they had to do was show up. Beloved, and as we read the scriptures, we see that God is not a man and God is not a liar. And God fulfilled his promises to them. He prospered them, and he gave them great cities and houses that they did not build. These houses were filled with an abundance of possessions, not just no empty houses. Sometimes you move into a house and there's nothing there. You got to bring your own signature, bring your own, you know what I mean? You got to decorate it the way you know. Everything was already done for this. Well, they didn't dig. It wasn't easy built digging no wells back in those days. They didn't have machinery, you know, to dig a hole for them. They had to do the digging themselves. But here God gave them wells that was already, the labor had already been put in. The sweat had already been put in. Vineyards, olive trees that they did not plant and the fruit was hanging. Yeah, low-hanging fruit. Just grab it and eat it. Grab it and eat it. Everything was done. My God, what a way to live. What a way to live. Before entering into the promised land, Moses warned the children of Israel. He gave them a warning. And God will always warn us. Oh, God, thank God for his love for us. Moses told the children of Israel, he warned them of a very great danger which could eventually destroy them. He warned that after they had taken possession of the land and enjoying the abundance, enjoying the prosperity that God had given to them, that they were not to forget that it was God who had supernaturally delivered them from the Egyptian bondage and had prospered them. Moses warned them, don't forget where you come from. Don't get stupid. Don't get wrapped up in pride. Don't try to take the credit. Remember, look, when we read throughout the Bible, there's some things that the Lord tells us to forget. Brother Paul talks about it. Amen. Brother Paul says, you know, forgetting those things which are behind. There's a lot of things the Bible tells us to forget, beloved. But then there's some things that God tells us to remember. And one of the things that the Lord, amen, wants us to remember, glory be to God, is where the Lord has brought us from. That as we arrive, because we will arrive, we're not going to always be struggling. Some, you know, not going to always. Maybe I'm talking to some people right now and you're already in the zone. Already there. Glory be to God. Already entered into your promised land. See? Glory be to God. God wants us to remember where we have come from. Remember, glory be to God, who did it. Remember the struggle. Remember so that we can testify and give God the praise. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. It's not what we did, it's what God did. It's not what I did, it's what God did. And because this situation is so real, because I've already shared with you some men, and there was others who once they reached prosperity, once they was walking close with God while they were struggling. But when they got into ease, when all the bills was paid, when there was an abundance, when there was peace all round about, they took their eyes off God. Took the eyes off God. Don't take all that. Don't take all that. Glory be to God. Don't have to pray. You pray all the time while there's a need. As soon as the need is met, you don't pray no more. Glory be to God. Benny Hinn. I would watch Benny Hinn from time to time when he was on television a lot. He still might be, but not the channels that I watch. I haven't heard of it. But one thing he said that I remember how the Lord used him to say that the same thing you did to get to where you're at in God is the same thing you got to do to keep it. And God knows that is the truth. God knows that is the truth. And so here, beloved, this is what Moses was encouraging the children of Israel. Do not forget. Do not forget when you enter into your prosperity that it was the Lord who brought you here. Beloved, forgetting that God is the source of our blessings and prosperity is a very real danger. During times of blessing and prosperity, when all our needs have been met and we are enjoying God's blessings and provisions, it can be easy to forget God, the source of all blessings, and mistakenly think that we got there on our own. We can take for granted the blessings that he gave to us. Like the children of Israel, beloved, they forgot God's deliverance from the Egyptian bondage. They had been in bondage for 400 years. And when they entered into their prosperity zone, they forgot about the struggle and what God had done. Beloved, we may forget how he delivered us from our struggles. We may forget how God delivered us from our financial bondages. Many Christians become filled with pride concerning the wealth that they have acquired, their incomes, their cars, their houses, their lands, their wardrobe, their material possessions, their stocks, bonds, silver, gold, bitcoins, and profitable investments that they have made. They may forget God and begin to think that it is through their hard work, their own hard work, through their abilities, through their strength or wisdom, they have acquired all of these things. Instead of remembering the one who gave them all of these blessings and prospered them, these individuals become self-sufficient. And they begin to lean on the arms of flesh and begin to trust in themselves. To think that we did for ourselves what God really did for us financially is one of the most dangerous spiritual mindsets a Christian can acquire. It will eventually lead to withholding from God, and then to financial bondage. When a Christian forgets that God is the true source of all blessings, then they may no longer look to the Lord, to trust in him, to meet their needs, but will instead depend upon themselves. In the financial problems and circumstances that you face, beloved, let me ask you a question this morning. Do you look to God, your source of supply? Is God your source? Or do you trust with your own abilities? Or do you look to man-made solutions to meet your needs? In times of blessings and prosperity, do you remember that it was God who blessed you? Do you honor him through a liberality and giving to his work? Remembering that God is your source of supply is a key to living in the abundant and the prosperity that God provides for you. As you remember his provision for your daily needs and all of his blessings, liberally give and keep on giving. Give to God in your tithes. Give to God in your offerings. Give, give, give. God loves a cheerful giver. And he will continue to pour his blessings upon you. A king of Judah lost his kingdom, beloved, and brought destruction upon himself because he forgot God. We cannot forget God. Remember. Don't get spiritual amnesia. Remember. Beloved, as I close on this morning, glory be to God. Moses warned the people not to forget God when they entered the promised land and became prosperous. Beloved, if you keep doing what is right and living for God, it's just a matter of time if it hasn't happened already. You're not going to always struggle. He said, "There many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all." You're not going to always struggle. You're not always going to be on the other side of the street. You're not going to always be in a situation where you're short of cash. You're not going to always be in a situation where you owe people. Glory be to God. God is going to flip that thing around because he promises to do so. God is going to bring you to the top. You're going to be the head. You're already the head. It's just a matter of time before it manifests. You're already the lender. Glory be. You're already, because God said it, if you, we are obedient to God's word, God will fulfill his promises. It's just a matter of time. You're already living in prosperity. See, it just takes some time. The Lord's still working through some situations in us to manifest, amen, some things that need to be seen. It's going to manifest if we're walking with God. Because why? Because simply because God cannot lie. This is a promise to every believer. Prosperity. This is one of the reasons that Jesus came, that we might have life and that we might have life more abundantly. Beloved, but inasmuch is that this belongs to us, prosperity belongs to us, abundance belongs to us, this warning also belongs to all of us also. Do not forget God when you enter into your promised land and become prosperous. As I said earlier, prosperity more than poverty can dull our spiritual vision because it tends to make us feel self-sufficient and eager to acquire still more of everything except God. The same thing can happen in our churches, and we see it happening in our churches. Once we become successful in terms of numbers, especially in the pastor circle, I've heard some of the pastors talking, how many you got, Doc? How many members you got? No, number one, they're not the pastor's members. They're God's people. They should not even be looking at church in form of the memberships and how many people on the roll. They are God's people. They are not the pastor's members. But they become successful in terms of numbers, programs. How many programs you got? Oh, we got 15 programs. Yeah, we got 4 programs, huh? Buildings. Oh, we just got a new building. New building over here. Yeah, we got 2 buildings. And we thank God for increase in prosperity. But, beloved, there's always a flip side of the coin. We can easily start to feel self-sufficient and become less sensitive to our need for God. And so, beloved, this leads us to concentrate on self-preservation rather than thankfulness and service. Our focus should be on thankfulness and service. Thankfulness and service. What can I do? And thank God for everything. The Bible says, in all things we give God praise. Do you thank him for everything? No, we understand. No, he didn't say thank God for everything. It says thank God in everything. Why? Because it could have been worse. It's going to be better. Thank God. Amen for the experience. Beloved, we need to remember to thank God for the success that he gives us. Constantly acknowledge that all of our blessings come from him. All of our blessings come from him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From whom all blessings flow. In times of prosperity. Hallelujah. Beloved, let us stay focused. Let us stay focused. Let us stay focused. Let us stay focused. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us stay focused. Hallelujah. Keep living for God. And sometimes it seems like, amen, you're in, amen, the struggle a little longer than what you desire to be, but God is just preparing you. He's preparing you spiritually, mentally, and psychologically to handle the blessing. To handle the blessing. Because the blessing, in particular money, only makes you more of what you already are. So if you're humble and submitted to the King, amen, increase in abundance is just going to, amen, increase that. And you're going to be even more humble and even more submitted. Because what you don't want to do is get there and forget about God. And I never forget about 20 years ago, I was living in a building. I think I was on the sixth floor. I think my apartment number was 619. Maybe a little, or maybe about 22 years ago. But I never forget, I was walking down the hall to my apartment to open the door, and I heard the voice of the Lord as if he was standing up behind me. And he says, "Do not forget me when you enter into your promised land." Isn't that encouraging? It was encouraging to confirm that my promised land was guaranteed. But it was also a warning not to forget God when you get there. And beloved, amen, the Lord is saying all of that, saying the same thing to us today. In times of prosperity, amen. So make up your mind, amen, that what you're doing, you're going to keep on doing. What you're doing, you're going to keep on doing it, and you're going to keep on doing it more. Amen. Hallelujah. I will trust him till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, we thank you for this word of encouragement. Because, Father God, for some of us, we are right on the brink. The next few steps we take, Father God, we will have crossed the threshold into a whole brand new season of prosperity, a new season. Some of us are already there, Father, but all of us are on our way as we walk with you, because it's the only direction to go. As we lead, as we walk closer to you, there is no other result but prosperity, increase, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. So, Father, we say thank you for this word today as a warning for us not to get beside ourselves and forget where we have come from and forget who got us there. And keep doing, Father, what we know is right to do, as you have already told us and still speaking to us. Forgive us, even now, if we have allowed some interference or some thoughts, some selfish thoughts to enter into our minds and our conversation. We ask for your forgiveness in Jesus' name. And we say thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow to it. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. Amen. To God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Amen. All right, in the form of announcements, amen, I found the location. God always did it for our breakfast or brunch or whatever we gonna have. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have something. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost said it. Amen. But I found the perfect location for us. Amen. On yesterday. So you're beginning some more news and information about that. We want to have a gathering. Amen. Because last December was too long now. Amen. So we will be putting that together. We have the location. Well, I found the location. We just have to work out the details. All right, all right. Minister Denise, Evangelist Denise's ordination was absolutely lovely. Absolutely lovely. It was beautiful. The Holy Ghost was there. Oh, my God. It was, the anointing was there. Amen. She was beautiful. And so many of the ministry partners were there, and it was really beautiful, really, really beautiful. And not only that, amen, the apostle in charge, thank God for new people, new friends, and he had just released a brand new book, and it's called, oh my God, Tergiversation. I got to work on this word. I have never been mesmerized with a book. I woke up 4 o'clock this morning and I couldn't put this book down. And I finished the book. I finished the book this morning and on spiritual warfare. This is one of the best books that I have read in a long time. So that came up out of it. So we want to thank God for that. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to give honor to our Elder Valerie Carte Powell. Glory be to God, and being my escort on yesterday and my chauffeur as we attended the graduation and the ordination. I got word from our Deaconess Hattie, amen, that our Brother Tyrone Reed, the father's homegoing, was a beautiful, beautiful service, a beautiful service. And we want to thank God for that. Amen. And that celebration of life. And so it was just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend. Beautiful weekend. Seemed like it's another announcement I'm supposed to be making. And I'll make it later. Amen. But those are the ones that I can think of right now. So we just want to thank God. Amen. For a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend with the homegoing service. Amen. Y'all did not know, amen, the graduation that I went to, that was a family, and also for the ordination service. Amen. Beautiful. And we found a place, a location for us to come together and have an event so we can just fellowship. Amen. Just fellowship. And I look so forward to it. Amen. I look so forward to that. All right. I think that is it for today. If this is that was our announcements for the family. If you're listening and you're not really in the family, we invite you to come on in the family. Just come on, be a part of us. Amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, let me tell you something. That is, Jesus is the prosperity. Jesus is the true prosperity. Because even if you don't have two dimes to rub together, if you have Jesus, amen, you have everything you need. We invite you to invite him in, amen. And that's really easy. It's easy to do. It's difficult to make the decision, amen. But if a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth. So we ask that you would stop right now and just invite Jesus in. Just repeat after me, Lord, I am a sinner. I come to you confessing my sins. I ask that you would forgive me. I ask that you would save my soul as I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart and be my Lord and be my Savior. I receive him now. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that my name is confirmed in the book of life. Thank you, and I am saved. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. If you just said that, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved. The angels are rejoicing, and we're rejoicing with you. Amen. We want to hear from you. Send us out an email. Go to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Send us out a quick email. If you just write us a letter. That's good, too. P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, PA, 19038. And share the good news. If you have a prayer request, we'll pray with you, pray for you. And that's the beginning, amen, of your walk with Christ. Not the end, but the beginning. And we bless the name of the Lord. All right. Hallelujah. That's it for today. Amen. We're praying that everybody have a good day. We want to thank God for the liquid sunshine coming down in the Philadelphia area. I think we got a little breather until about 3 o'clock, and it's supposed to rain some more for the rest of the night. But you know what? We thank God for the rain. Whatever it's doing in your part of the region, amen, we want to thank God for it. We want to invite you to be with us, amen, on Facebook Live at the Morning Altar on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, amen, at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please come and start your morning off with us in the morning altar. Amen. We meet back on the same platform here on Blog Radio 6 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. Amen. For the Spiritual Breakfast for Champions. We invite you to come on. Please come on back and bring somebody with you. Glory be to God. We have an altar prayer where we meet 5 days a week, 2 times a day at 12 o'clock noon, and then at 9 p.m. For, amen, the altar of the power line, amen, the prayer altar. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock is our Bible study, amen. This Friday night, amen, is the, it is the praise party. Amen. Glory be to God. Bring your own praise. Bring your own praise. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. And so those are our announcements. Amen. Our website is LifeWordJesus, www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Glory be to God. While you're there, amen, we ask that you would consider being a partner with us. Amen. Or if you'd like to sow a seed, amen, into the rich soil of this ministry, amen, sowing into the word, amen, and believing God, amen, if you give, it shall be given back to you, and that can be done. Just hit the donate button while you're there. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, amen, and we bless the Lord. Next Sunday, Lord's willing, amen, we want to take Holy Communion on next Sunday, and so we just ask, it's no time and distance in the spirit, amen, so come back with us next Sunday and bring your little matzah or your bread or your crackers or pretzels, potato chips, whatever you have. It's all symbolic. We're going to bless it. Amen. Your grape juice, your orange juice, or whatever you have, a little tip of wine, whatever you have. If you don't have anything, bring some water. Amen. We're going to, amen, bless it. Amen. And as often as you do this in remembrance of me. Amen. So Lord's willing, next Sunday, amen, we will be serving a Holy Communion. And bless be. Please follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter. Amen. From time to time, you will see me pop up on Facebook. The Lord has commissioned me to the morning prayer. That's the only thing he has commissioned me to right now. Don't forget everything else I've been trying to do myself. So I decided to back up. And I'm just going to let the Lord lead me. So I know that I have to, my assignment is there on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 5. But during the week, amen, until the Lord commissioned me to a certain hour, I'll just be popping up from time to time. So, amen, follow us, amen, on Facebook, like us on Twitter, and all the social media platforms. And we bless be the name of the Lord. You also, we will be posting our TV channel link on our website. So you can watch us 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you would like to receive our programming, you just hit the link and you'll be right in. Amen. So those are our announcements, and we bless be the name of the Lord. Okay, before I give the benediction, I see someone has a hand up on with a question or a comment. So let me open up the lines to make sure that everything is okay here.
Praise God. Good afternoon. I'm just calling because I am filled with so much joy for the words that you sent to be read at my father's homegoing service. I just want to thank my minister Hattie for being there and holding me up, and Reverend Carl for standing with me when I gave my testimony. But I just want to just thank God for this great man who has fed me well. He has fed me well. He has put such good stuff in me that I am who I am, always trying to make folks better, help folks when I can. And that's one thing that I can say about my dad. Every time I had my eyes on him, he was doing something for someone else to make them better. And I just want to thank you, Pastor, thank Minister Hattie, and thank my church family for just holding me up in this very, very critical time. But let me just say, there was nothing critical about it. It was just full of bliss, full of joy, and I am just zooming right now with, you know, peace and comfort. So thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to share.
Thank you for sharing, Brother Reed. Amen. We want to thank God for the joy in your soul. Amen. And how the Lord is sustaining you. Amen. Day by day, step by step. Amen. And we want to thank God for that celebration and for your gratitude. Thank God. Amen. For our deaconess Hattie and our minister. Amen. Darlene. Amen. And the, who was there to support you and the others. Thank God that the ministry was represented. But more than that, amen, God has promised never to leave you nor to forsake you, even to the end of the world. So we love you and your family, and we will continue, amen, to pray for you and to keep you lifted in prayer as we pray one for another. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing, my brother. Amen. We do appreciate you. Yes.
And Pastor, there's nothing in the world better than being in one accord under our holy tabernacle. And Sister Denise, I know it was well deserved, and you're going to do very, very well. Congratulations, you Pastor.
You're welcome. Amen. Bless the Lord. Yes. All right, all right. And yes, Sister Denise was really a glorious ceremony. It was really much better than my intense anticipation. It was really beautiful, beautiful. All right. Thank you for sharing. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. All right. All right. Father God, hallelujah. We say thank you for the services today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else hit one, hit one, hit this, hit the one real quick. Amen. About to give the benediction. Anybody else hit one? Amen. Glory be to God. All right. Just want to make sure all hearts and minds are clear. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we say thank you. Father God, for this beautiful service. Thank you for the fellowshipping. Father, we thank you for the body of Christ around the world, but we especially thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry, just a group of special people, just special caring people, praying people, giving people, supportive people. We say thank you for this group of people in your vineyard, Father God, being sustained, maintained, and even expanding. We say thank you, Father, for each and every family represented. Father God, as we go forward today, whatever we do today, Father God, for the balance of this day, we ask, Father God, that our minds will be steadfast on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for upholding Brother Reed and his family, Father God, and keeping them strong and moving forward and drying their eyes and Father God, and just whatever they need, Father, whatever they need, the hope, the faith, Father God, to keep on keeping on in the name of Jesus. Sister Estelle was out of town. Father God, we want to say thank you for covering her and keeping her in all her endeavors in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our evangelist, Denise, and the ceremony that took place on yesterday and the four people that were ordained. Father God, we want to say thank you for them, Father God, that they will continue to move forward. Father, we ask that you will protect them, cushion them from any satanic strategy that the devil may come in and try to bring discouragement and to make them think they have made a mistake, Father God, but they will be upholding by your mighty in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father, we pray, Father God, for our minister Joanne, Father God, who's been experiencing some grief, Father God, with family members, and not family members, well, to her they were family, close friends, Father God, that you've taken on. Father God, we ask that you would heal her heart, Father God, our sister Darlene Carr, Father God, family and members and people close, Father God, that have been taken away, Father God, suddenly, Father God. We ask for comfort, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries and everybody that's going through something, Father God, be it grief, be it sickness, be it the finances, be it the relational, whatever it is, Father, whatever it is, we place each and every individual, Father God, their prayer request, their need on the altar, and we ask that you would remember them. Send your word, Father, and heal them of all their diseases. So, God, we say thank you for, we pray for the Bathia family, Father, Sister Olivia and her family, Father God. Work a miracle. Work a miracle. Father God, you know what the enemy desires. We ask that you would work a miracle, Father, in Jesus' name. And we say thank you. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for my family, Father God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Father. Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry is my family, Father God. Hallelujah. I hold them close to my bosom. I hold my natural family on one side of my bosom and Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry on the other side of my bosoms. Father God, that I might nurture all of them as you nurture me. And we say thank you, Father God. We say thank you. Now, Father God, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, even right now, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus, hallelujah, to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not, amen, be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us, hallelujah, faultless, hallelujah, for now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen. Amen and amen. Say this, defeated. The darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a good day. Lord's willing, we'll be back here tomorrow morning, amen, at 6 a.m., amen, giving God the praise, the glory, and all of the honor. I love you, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, signing out, amen. Blessings on blessings on blessings in times of prosperity. We already is, saints. We already there. We've already crossed the threshold. And it's going to get better. You think you got a lot now? You think you got a lot of blessings now? It's going to get better. Hallelujah. Whatever you think you have, it's going to get better. Whatever you think you need, you're going to get it. Just don't ever, ever forget God. Amen. Amen. God bless you.